Welcome, everybody, to the R&R CatCast, a fan-based podcast focusing on Montana State athletics. We're two dudes named Ryan from the state of Washington talking about our dear Montana State. We hope you enjoy.
And good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, Bobcat fans. I am your R&R basketball host, Zach Levere. And tonight I'm just joined by one of the Ryans, Ryan Foley. I'd ask you how you're doing, but I probably know how you're doing after that unfortunate loss to Rocky Mountain, the first ever loss in Montana State's over 100-year history to Rocky. Disappointing, not the outcome, but before we get into all that stuff, how was your holiday, man?
It was good. I got to go back to Montana. I was telling Thorny, Montana just has a distinct feel. When you cross the border, you feel Montana. I was talking to a couple guys at work today, one who used to live in Montana. He's like, yeah, man, I know what you're talking about. But yeah, it was great to get back to Great Falls, see my family, see friends, had a great dinner, Thanksgiving, crushed the turkey trot over there in Great Falls. It's not called the turkey trot. Excuse me, burn the bird. Yeah, it was great, man. Loved it.
That's awesome. And I totally resonated with what you guys were talking about in the football episode the other day, where you just said, you know, once you're in Montana, and I know that that pass when you get from Idaho into Montana right there, and man, it's just a good feeling when you just pass it and get in there and stuff. Oh, it just feels great. You just feel home. And I know I feel that. So definitely resonated with me. Man, I'm just putting this off for a second. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving kind of dish or anything?
The turkey was really good this year. My aunt makes the turkey every year, and she nailed it. It was moist, awesome. My sister made a new green bean casserole, kind of a play on the traditional, and that was wild. It was out of this world. So, but if I had to like distill it all down, I'm a gravy man. I just give me the gravy and I'll put it on anything.
It's an absolute must. I love just dumping gravy on things. I'll say that for sure. I've come around to stuffing. I think as I get older and stuff, I definitely, and then everybody's doing like these, I don't know if it's new, but like sweet potatoes with like marshmallows on top. And I had it twice at two different Thanksgiving meals over the weekend. And it was fantastic both times. So whatever that is, people keep doing it. It is really good. But anyway, we're moving along. This is the basketball episode, and a couple things have happened since last time we talked. Men's team played an unfortunate game against, I think it was UC Riverside, right? Did I get that right?
Was it a Long Beach?
Long Beach, that was right. They played Riverside earlier in that little tournament. Long Beach, we thought they had it, and then 20 points given up in the last couple minutes and just couldn't respond, and just a really unfortunate loss in this kind of homestand. And then tonight, the 70-62 loss to Rocky, in which Rocky, credit to them, they shot the lights out of the ball. They played good. Bobcats just missed a lot of easy shots. And it was one of those games where the ball was just dribbling off people's legs. So
it's been a tough week, a tough couple weeks being a Bobcat. You and I were bantering about that. It just feels like a low spot right now for Montana State. It's tough watching the Cats go 70-62 against an NAIA school. Man, that's a tough loss right there.
Yeah, and tonight one of the things I went back and looked back to try to, I don't know, make myself feel better, I guess, was Cal's not having the, I was hoping Cal just had won some games, and it took overtime for San Diego State, who's the runner up in the national championship game last year, to fend off Cal. So Cal might not be as bad as we think they'll be, but I don't know. I'm looking for anything as a positive sign right now. And then we got the news this week that the day after she's named Big Sky Player of the Week, Lexi Deedon is done for the year with a apparent leg injury. So we can't catch a break. I'm trying to put a positive spin on this, man. I'm trying, but it just seems like you hit it right on the head. The last 2 weeks have just kind of been a kick in the junk for Bobcat fans. And you know what would make that all better is a win against the Bison on Saturday. But I don't know what to think. I really am coming around to the point where I think Coach Logie is playing. He played more guys tonight, which was a new sign because we had been playing about seven guys in the rotation. I think that went up to eight or nine guys today. So a lot more guys got minutes. I just think he's trying to figure out what he has right now, early in the year, early in his tenure as the Bobcat coach with some of these non-conference games. But the Cats just didn't even look competitive tonight. It was unfortunate. They just were 10 points down for most of that game. And Rocky clearly was the better team tonight, to say the least.
Montana State could never really close the gap when I was watching this back and forth a little bit tonight. We were always at arm's distance. 6 points was about as close as we could get it in the second half. Montana State actually played some decent defense. Credit Rocky for hitting some really tough shots.
Yeah.
I was like,
some of their threes were impressive for deep. So there was something you just lay back in your seat and you're like, oh Lord. I mean, I was there tonight and it was just like, hey, he made that over a defender from 3 or 4 feet behind the line. And that's impressive.
I knew it was going to be Rocky's night when one of their guards, it was like down to 2 seconds and he was deep in three and we were right in his face. He launches a moonshot and just tishes it. And then we had a off guard foul, off ball foul. And I was like, not only did he nail that, but then to get the ball back, I was like, oh, there we go. So it's not a good game, man. It's a bad loss, but Coach Logie's going to have to go through some of this. And I think us fans, you know, we're going to be mad right now. It's going to feel bad, especially when we look at what we had the last 2 years. Some people call that the golden era of Montana State basketball, Danny Sprinkle and company. Coach Logie, give him some time. He's a winning basketball coach.
He is, and he's trying to figure out what he has. And it's fun seeing a lot of these guys play. Who was our top scorer tonight? I can't even see it at the moment. I think it was, Brian Garacki from Point Loma who he brought over. No offense to Garacki, but with 14 points when he's your leading scorer, you're not going to win many games with that. And so once again, we were 7 from 31 from three. They were 8 of 19. So they took over 10 less shots and made one more. Which it is incredible. And the thing that frustrated me the most of this game was, again, we had quite a few missed easy shots, just under the hoop layups and stuff, just easy misses. And then the other thing that I was really frustrated with, and I kept looking at it up on the scoreboard, but we were out rebounded, and I want to get this right. We had 31 rebounds to their 43. So I'm treating this more of as an instant reaction show tonight, I guess, kind of focusing on this game, but when you get out rebounded by 10 rebounds to an NAIA team, we said it before, we're not the biggest team and stuff. And we played some of our bigger guys tonight, but we just got to get better on that point blank. You're not going to be able to play teams like that in the Big Sky and expect to win a lot of games.
You were there, right?
I was there tonight. Yeah.
Is this a hustle thing? Is this a design thing? What do you think?
I think it's a size thing. We were okay. The same size. If not, they were bigger than us.
Got it.
I don't think we have a freshman who I think is 6'11", who I'm pretty sure we're redshirting this year, but I just like to see us get more size on the floor. We're athletic. Yeah. I'll say we're an athletic team, but athletic teams need to shoot from three or shoot from the outside. And when nothing's going in from the outside, that's not how athletic teams are going to play ball. I liked our defensive hustle. Credit. You know, Rocky made some good plays and stuff, but we're a little chippy. We get some fouls, but I really like how we play on the defensive side of the ball. We're flying around. Robert Ford, every time, even when we don't get the rebound, he's popping balls out. Yeah. And it's impressive. He's going around, he's around the hoop. He's checking. He's kind of just checking guys back there. And we're doing that every once in a while and we're getting those. But again, tonight, when he did pop it out, it would, you know, fly out of bounds on him or it'd pop off somebody else and go straight to. So the ball wasn't bouncing our way clearly tonight, but again, some of that is preventable.
Looked like a little bit bad luck. A lot of loose balls, and then they scoop it up and then make a quick pass to the guy that's unguarded underneath. Like, oh, man, saw that a couple times. But yeah, I see Robert Ford hustling out there. Outside of that, though, I haven't seen as many guys trying to pick that rebound right away. I'd like to see more of that. It's tough though, but one thing Logie did do, he mixed up man and zone tonight, and that zone was pretty useful at times, but every time they would get a shot off, it just seemed to go in. Anytime we would hit two on our end, they would come back and hit two on their end. And it was just a back and forth agreement. If you look at the XY graph, it's just like parallel lines with a little gap in between them. Like, you know, no major scoring droughts. Just, we couldn't ever close a gap. Credit to Rocky, man. They were shooting lights out.
Yep. So before the game, I saw on Twitter or X or whatever it's called, the Rockies' first ever win against Montana State. I mean, but we've been playing basketball for over 100 years, and for them to win their first ever game against us, I mean, good for them. But
yeah,
not a good look going forward. Not a good look. Definitely worrisome. But I'm just gonna stay in the hope focus of, we're playing guys. We're gonna see what we have, and we're gonna see what this team, and again, development week after week. We got a big test coming up next Tuesday. We go to Washington. That's a late night one for me. That's a big one for the Huskies. They'll probably not, that they don't get good crowds. There'll be about the same people as there was in the Brick tonight for that, most likely. But it'll be on the Pac-12 network. So if you're looking to get off the ESPN Plus and see an actual game on something, there will be that. Hey, that, you know, maybe we can go 2 for 2 in the Pac-12 against Pac-12 teams this year. You never know.
Are the Huskies any good?
I was looking earlier. Cal was at the bottom of the standings. Again, no conference games have been played. Washington is fourth worst in the conference right now. They are 4-2. And they have a win against Xavier and have lost a tight one to San Diego State as well by 3. And have a win against UC San Diego. But nothing crazy. They played in a tournament. I'm surprised, you know, I guess we played that mini tournament over Thanksgiving at our place, which wasn't really a tournament, but we didn't really go anywhere. We're here for a homestand, which is kind of nice for me because I get to go to those games and enjoy the free popcorn.
It wasn't free. That cost you $20 back in the day.
I got my little popcorn card.
For Montana State, they need to flush this one. They need to swallow it, maybe learn from it, but this can't define your season. Coach Logie's going to have, I agree with you, he's figuring stuff out. He's going to have some time to adjust some stuff. It was good to see Eddie Turner back in the game. I thought he has a nice handle. I wish he would take a couple more shots. I thought Olmstead played well above the rim. He's one of the guys that we actually have some size down there, and there's a couple dunks he had and plays above the rim that was quite athletic. And I was like, okay, we got that guy. So we have some pieces. Tyler Patterson came out of halftime shooting the ball really well. He's been streaky, but I think he's like trending upward. Like, he's getting marginally better each game. But then Robert Ford, you know, just couldn't hit a shot today. And then Garacki just not hitting his threes. That was a frustrating thing, right? We had good ball movement, wide open three, doink, doink. It's just kind of one of those nights. But yeah, let's move forward.
Yeah. Olmstead, the Arizona State transfer. Seeing him play, yeah, he's just skinny. I hate saying it, but he's just skinny around the rim. He's fun to watch, though, because he could fly around. When he comes in for a dunk, it's like, oh, man, here we go. Yeah. And we had a couple of those tonight. Garacki had one, too. So it was some sweet dunks. I'll give him that. But Olmstead besides his dunks, he couldn't finish around the hoop quite a bit. And then there was another guy for Rocky who was about the same size as him. And rebounds, again, were a problem on that end, and that was concerning, definitely there.
Free throws, Turner's too.
Yeah, that also hurt. Turner, nice to see him back. Nice to see him in the mask and stuff like that. He had a couple good shots down the lane. Defense was solid as always, but I'd like to see him again from the outside. He was also a little shaky, as well as he looked a little hesitant inside tonight. Don't know if that's playing with the mask for the first time or what we're going to see going forward from him. But It was nice to have more than a 7-person bench tonight. I'll say that. Even in a loss, it was nice to see more people play. And I'll take that in some of these losses to continue to see if the coaching staff can evaluate more of these guys and see what they have. I don't know, in college basketball, I'm still trying to learn this. I think everybody is, but redshirt rules, everything's changed now with redshirt rules and stuff. I think college football right now is learning that really hard. But I don't know how much you can play those guys, but I just love to see everybody get off the bench for a while, just unload some of the benches. And if we're going to play these games and they're going to be tight and stuff like that, see what we have, even with the freshmen. What are we waiting on?
It's a good point.
You're going to have four years to play.
What's the vibe with the team? Like, as you're watching the bench from inside the brick, what's Logie look like? What does he feel like? What do the players on the bench look like and feel like?
He's an arm crosser, man. He's got those arms crossed the entire game. I've noticed that. I'm like, besides a couple claps and stuff, he's tight with those arms crossed across his chest. Rocky clearly had the emotion in the bench. Every time they hit a three, they were hooping and hollering. You could hear him. I was on diagonal from their bench.
And the coach was wild.
He was going crazy tonight. It was kind of weird. He's like standing, like screaming at his assistant coach, like just not facing the court. It's like, dude, are you watching the game? Are you watching your team play? But
yeah,
hey, his team came out on top, so he's got something going on. The bench was quiet. We're a quieter bench, I think. Rocky clearly had, you know, hooping and hollering after threes. I didn't hear our bench really get up for anything tonight, honestly. I don't know what that is, but we got a lot of guys at the end of the bench who have their warm-ups on, and I'd like to see more of them get in the game, honestly. Not to game plan for the coaches, but we want to see what we got, especially with freshmen and transfers. I'd like to see a lot of them play.
Another question I have is, how does Coach Logie interact with his players?
I don't really know. I think the jury is still out on that, honestly. He's in the huddle. He's going out, not really going after the refs, but he normally before a timeout is over talking to the refs, kind of getting an explanation for something, going after that. I can't see into the huddles too much because where I sit is on the opposite side directly from our team bench. So kind of looking in, I can't really see what's going in the huddles or what the emotion is, because, you know, they go around like that. I don't know. He looks assertive. He doesn't smile a lot. He's not a natural smiler. I think he has a very intense personality with those arms crossed and folded across during the games. But I think the jury's still out on how he is, and let's see some of his in-game adjustments and stuff. I was a little surprised. You know, we didn't 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes left in that game. I kept looking up and be like, we're still down 8. We're still down 10. And I thought we could have, you know, made a couple more adjustments there, but, you know, that's hindsight in this game.
Kept waiting for Montana State to go on that little run, but Rocky squashed it every time. So, all right, man.
I will add this, and I think I'm going to make this a little weekly segment if we have home games, but they have a little town and country bag shuffle, like at most sporting events on the Jumbotron with the, you know, they put a basketball behind the bags, flare on the Jumbotron.
Okay.
I'm now 4-for-4 in the town and country shuffle. So I will be honest, honor system throughout the year, but of the four games I've been to, I'm 4-for-4. So I'm going to wear that like a badge of honor, and I will let you know if that fails throughout the year. So Zach's town and country chat is 4 now.
Yeah.
I like those cheeky things. The students, I will say the student, they have the new Cat's Den thing that they're doing where they're trying to, they name the student section, and, you know, it wasn't great, maybe 50, 70 students, but they were giving out hard hats. Champ was running around, and the Spirit of the West was there tonight. So that was nice to see them with the full complement of the cheer squad and the Spirit of the West for a game, which they haven't had for a little bit. So nice to have that energy back in the game with the actual, you know, band in the building.
Zach, do you know when our first conference game is?
I have the women's schedule pulled up on here. Give me 2 seconds to pull that up for us. I think it's right before Christmas break. We go on a road trip to Idaho State after Christmas. 12/28, we go to Idaho State, and then we go to Weber on 12/30.
Okay, so looking at I could have pulled that up. I don't know why I asked you. So we have, like Washington, and then I'm not sure that school after Washington.
SAGU, it's American Indian College of something, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. And then we play Southern Utah. Man, that was a scrappy opponent in the last couple of years. If you remember that game from last year, Raekwon Battle won that game for us at the last second. So that would be fun to watch that game. I think that's at home. Yeah, that's at home here in the
That's
brick.
A home game. So we have two home games, and then we go play Cal State Northridge, and then the Idaho State, Weber, and we enter conference. And Cal State Northridge, I believe, was a Big Sky team for quite a while. I was looking at that in Boise. They had won a couple titles.
Well, it's cool that we have a couple more home games before we start conference play. So not bad. Hopefully we can get another win in the brick before conference play starts.
If we don't be SAGUAICLMNOP, I'm going to be mad. That's where I'm really going to start worrying. But kick back, watch the Washington game. We'll see what happens. You know, not expecting much, but hey, let's see how the Cats do on him against another Pac-12 team. You never know.
Yeah, this could be a long season, but it could be a season kind of like the Mighty Ducks, where it's just kind of like folly at first, and then we find something, some belief. We have some hard times, overcome that. So I'm going to be patient. I'm not going to overreact. I know if you're able to hop on Bobcat Nation right now, there's a lot of that right now. Pump the brakes, guys.
I've tried to stay off Bobcat Nation lately and look on the positive side. I think that's good for my mental health as well. And mental's going, especially into the Bison game too. I'm a Husky fan, so getting ready for the Oregon game too. It's going to be a big weekend for me, you know, football wise. I'm expecting the Huskies to lose. I think every Husky fan is, but we'll see what happens. We beat Oregon once this year, but a Washington loss and a Montana State loss to North Dakota State could make this even worse. So heads up, Bobcat Nation, heads up. Volleyball team got a win tonight. Did you know that volleyball had an NIT? I had no idea that was a thing until we got invited to it. So,
well, yeah, until last week, I did not know. So I can't claim that. Last year I was privy to that, but yeah, that was another heartbreak over.
That was so, we were up 5-0 going into the fifth. We should have won the fourth set and just, so close right there. But
golly, Bob, tough stretch, dude.
Had never won a conference title in volleyball. Oh, it was in the, our coach's name. I think it's Hawk, right? Coach Hawk, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He had some great quotes after that game of, you know, it's better to lose it than never taste it. And I thought that was awesome of, you know, hey, the program's in a great spot. The, you know, volleyball was fun to watch. I watched quite a few games on ESPN Plus this year because it, you know, was just something good to do on a Tuesday or Thursday night to watch those games. And I think they'll be back stronger. And I'm really excited that we have a coach in place now that will, winning this year in, I think, 20 years for the volleyball program. And I'm really excited to see what he can do going forward. So on a positive note, he's got things rolling over there, and it's great to see another one of our women's programs doing awesome. Shameless plug, Bobcat Track and Field is at home for the first meet coming up here. Indoor track and field should be really good this year. I'm really excited to see, especially on the women's side. Men's coming off that top 15 performance at nationals and cross country. So Bobcats men's and women's track and field. So, you know, we can look at the negatives, but hey, just look at the athletic department. We got things rolling in certain halves, and these lumps and these losses are going to come, but also we got some great things on the horizon. So look at those things going forward. They're at home at the Brick, I think on the 7th, that's next Tuesday or Thursday. And that'll be their first meet of the season. And hopefully they can maybe beat NAU this year for a championship. We'll see.
It'd be a tall task right there.
Yeah. It's like having Alabama in your conference at this level. The Bobcats had Alabama in their conference every year. It was like, oh, you've never won a conference title. Yeah, no, we have Alabama in our conference. So I feel for our track and field member and cross country members, but they have a heck of a program. They've done some amazing things. Coach Weiss over there is just doing awesome things. And we got some pretty sweet renderings of our new indoor facility that will have a 300 meter track, which will be their new home as well, which I'm super excited for them.
Do you know when that is coming to completion or when that will start?
I hope we get shovels in the ground pretty soon here. I do not know anything off the top of my head on that. I hope we see shovels in the ground pretty soon, because I think we want to hopefully have that place in, you know, when we're making another deep playoff run next year, we'll have that thing in place for our guys. We've had a pretty nice couple weeks here. I was going to mention that you know, being in Bozeman, weather's been good, which I think bodes well for us as we practice outdoors. So getting ready for the Bison, I think we've gotten a lot of solid practice. The one week we didn't have that was the Idaho week. We had really bad weather for that week, but overall the November was pretty mild, and I think we'll be okay going into Saturday. I'm super excited.
Is there a buzz in campus?
I think there is. I think there is. I think you're going to see a sellout, and you're going to see a lot of students who are back on campus after a long break. I think Bobcats are ready for this one, and I think you could see a team that rolls. We'll see. I don't know what to think about this one because it's been such a rough 2 weeks, but I'm really trying to get myself on the positive note that we're going to go in there. We're going to go play some Smash Mouth football against these guys.
Let's do it. All right, man.
So
anything else for basketball tonight?
Nothing else on basketball tonight, I don't think. Women's team have Portland coming up here. That'll be a fun one. They got a couple more home games coming up. Hopefully, I think it'll be fun to see how the women's team can perform with their leader kind of out for the season See if they can rally, see what they look like. Still doing some more research. Stay tuned for future episodes on that. We'll have more on the women's team as well.
Sounds good.
All right, dude, you have a great night. And can I get a Go Cats from you?
Absolutely. Go Cats.
Go Cats.